Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Guys, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I feel like I'm underdressed for this review.
It's her clothes. Yeah, I look pretty good.
You look good.
That's true.
June looks pretty good.
Yeah, you got the collared shirt.
June's got like
Seth looks like he just came back from the country club.
Yes.
Probably does.
No. I'm the southern white guy here, man.
All right, so today we are talking about the Ferriotego Elegancia. Cigar is a Toro 6x50. Comes out of the Casada factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is from Ecuador. Binder is from the Dominican Republic. Filler is from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. It is blended by Michael Herklotz. Price point is $21, and the cigar was released in October of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
So I think this is one of those cigars that I have where it's like it could go either or, right? It could be a little too mild, hollow in flavors, and therefore not that great. Or it could be quite nuanced with very subtle flavors, which and it's overall good. So, you know, that was a little bit of a guess at times within this cigar. But I overall thought that it was the latter of, you know, being subtle for sure, but nuanced and like overall good. So a lot of hay, cedar, nuts, a little bit of cherries coming through. You know, finishes like soft lingering cedar. So everything about this is very like approachable. And I might say elegant. Elegant. Yes. Okay. All right. but the only thing about the cigar that sucks is, of course, the pricing. It is very bold pricing, no doubt, by Herklotz, in which a lot of people already drove to death and talked about. But I don't know. I mean, it's so here's a question for you guys. So given the price point of this cigar,
June, why are you so look... afraid? You're so afraid of Herklotz right now.
No, I'm not. I'm curious.
Just keep rambling on. You've already gotten to the conclusion. I haven't even gotten to my first third yet. Neither has John and Aaron. And you just keep rambling
We'll circle back. Circle back on your question.
We're going to get back to you, Jim.
Circle back.
All right.
All right, Seth. Take us through your experience with it.
God, June, Jesus.
Hey, dude. Who let a guy talk, this motherfucker?
What was your question?
This is what white people always tend to surprise you.
What was your question?
No, go ahead. I'll bring it up later.
Are you going to remember it?
Yeah, I'll bring it up later.
All right, sweet. I just want to make sure, man. Because I'm a white guy. Medium strength and body throughout. And that might be high. Maybe I would consider it medium. I think most people would probably consider it more mild. Medium was generous on my point. It was probably mild. I like John's thing there. Cream, cedar, citrus. I got some Brazilian nut qualities. First third was the most complex.
That's good looking cigar. Look at that wrapper, man.
The wrapper's nice.
You could serve that on ice cream.
I don't even know what that. Little bit of herbal pepper qualities with that cream in the second. And it kind of just remains to the final third. John?
Yeah, I found this and I'm kind of with June, and June and I often align on profile strength. To me, this was definitely on the like, is it too light category? But it was nice because you kind of had to reach for the flavors, and there's nothing wrong with that on a sort of super premium cigar. Initial flavor impressions for me were sweet wood, hay, and sort of a clean wood finish, so no tannins, no dryness. A little bit of red pepper flake, just adding just a tinge of spice, the hint of spice, like he had waved red pepper flake over it, but never actually fell into the recipe. Some creamy wood developed, and baking spices and a little bit of mild chocolate. So, I mean, it was pleasant, enjoyable. The second third, creamy baking spices and sweet wood, but kind of became more wood focused, and the wood actually ended up moving up to medium strength in the second third. And then there was a nutmeg earthiness, which was interesting, but I don't think there was enough other notes going in with that to keep it sort of balanced. And then last third was this creamy wooden nutmeg, which, you know, a little bit of mild chocolate, but it was so faint that it you know, pleasant but not complex. Burn was fantastic. Man, I had a bum draw. I had like well, not bum draw, but like 2.5-3 notches resistance, so a little bit snugger than I would expect. So for me, kind of left me with a pretty, you know, pretty average, slightly above average experience. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar, mustiness, some light chalkiness. Chalkiness left a little bit later. Some dry herbs joined in towards the end of the first third. And that's kind of, you know, held through the second third, and the final third saw the toast build up and the kind of transition to char along with a little bit of bitterness going in there. I thought the cigar was quite average through the first two thirds. Final third dropped down a bit more with that char and bitterness. Overall, I thought the cigar was a bit of a disappointment. I was eager to see how the limited edition for the new company would go. You know, add that high price point in here and it's a really tough call to, you know, want to come back to the cigar. So, yeah, just not for me. All right, let's get into the scores. We'll start at the top with June at 6.82. Seth gave it a 6 even. John gave it a 5.8. I gave it a 5.25. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
Seems kind of high.
After the way, just stick to your guns.
That's why I was wanting you to stop while you're ahead there, buddy.
Oh, man. I would like to adjust the score, please. Okay. No, just kidding. It's, I mean, I still think it's an overall good cigar. So, you know, so to that extent, you know, somewhere around that 6 range is fair. It's totally fair. I mean, it is what it is, but I can't get behind the price point of something like this for someone that just came out with their own brand. Like, it's so aggressive. I mean, he definitely has history, of course, in the industry and a really lengthy history, but to blast out and come out with something from, like, no offense, but like Quesada factory of all places, and to have a $20 cigar, like, this is pretty pretty crazy. By the way, I was going to ask you guys is, do you think this is worth the $21 cigar in the sense of like the way it looks and the way it came in packaging? And I actually didn't know what it came with, like, aside from, of course, the bands that,
yeah,
we,
like,
saw.
You mean the box or whatever?
Yeah, and I think if I'm looking at this right, It came with like a, is that like a felt? I think, you know how like they come with the, what is it? Like the Cohiba Grand, like Cohiba Grand Reserve.
Oh, where they have the, yeah, felt into a little folder. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it came with one of those too. So I guess it looks the part, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know I scored it well, but this is hard to chew on for $20. So.
All right, Seth, 6 even.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sums up the cigar. I think it's a good cigar, average cigar. I think the first third was good cigar, was really good. I think if it had continued that way throughout, it would have done really well. You know, looking at it, I think it's more expensive than the Sterlings. And I always thought that his Sterling blend, and I haven't smoked his new Sterlings, but I'm assuming they're going to be fairly similar to the previous Sterlings, was a better or a stronger blend. And it's a better price. So yeah, I mean, the price is high, but it's, I mean, gosh, Aaron, you and I have been smoking 2022 cigars and it's kind of right in line with all of them. Exactly. So it's,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, if I had to choose this or a Sterling, I'd pick up a Sterling.
All right, John, 5.8.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Seth on the flavor profile. I think, you know, it was promising the first third. And I think, you know, if the second third had kept the same level of complexity, it could have been in the mid sixes. The downside is that, you know, I'm Scottish by heritage. So, I'm, you know, I think the expression for that is just cheap as cheap gets out. So for me to justify a $21 price point, and it doesn't factor into our scoring, but for me to justify a $21 price point, the flavor profile would have to be in the very good category. Otherwise, you know, like me, this is $8 or $9 max. Presentation's beautiful, but ultimately, you know, I'm a cheap guy, so I don't care. I gotta smoke it. It's gotta taste good. So you know, I think it's close, but not quite there for me. Aaron?
Yeah, my 5.25 matches up well. I mean, that was a below average flavor profile. Had a really good construction, but yeah, I don't know. It's all the Nat Sherman stuff, and now this kind of been hit and miss with me. So just some that work for me, some that don't work for me. So this is just kind of one in the doesn't work for me category. But yeah, that price point is rough. So hopefully get to see some more stuff coming out in the future that's maybe not at the higher price point.
10, 12 bucks would be nice.
I mean, with how 2022 is shaping up, I mean, yeah, he could play in the $15 space and be considered like in the mix with a bunch of other people, and it wouldn't, you know, raise any eyebrows, I don't think. So we'll see. Final thoughts from you guys on this?
No. I mean, isn't this a limited edition?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh. Don't have to worry about it.
So was this, and part of my ignorance, but was this, with these two cigars, this was his initial release? Is that correct?
Kind of re-released the some of the old Nat Sherman brands.
Yeah, yeah. But like, know, this but is these, the first these two releases
the
two in the
first, like, new thing. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like, I am here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, I would say, and yeah. I mean, I know I'm not a brand owner or whatever. I'm not sure, as someone who's been in the industry, media coverage for a long time, I don't know if I would come out of the gate with two limited editions. I might come out with a regular portfolio option and a limited edition, but not two limited editions. Cause I don't know. That's just me, but you know, what do I know? I don't own a cigar company. I don't own a cigar brand. So, you know, no one should take advice from me, but it just seems.
But if you did two in 2022 and they just had two different cigars then as well and kept having it be a tradition, what if you did that?
Maybe. I think the only issue is that when you're putting out an initial offering, it just limited edition is not the way I would go. I don't know. Like, it just, limited editions to me are kind of a celebratory milestone thing. You know what I mean? Like maybe after you'd been providing, you know, your main offerings for 6 months, come out with a limited edition. I just think two limited editions out of the gate, I don't know. It's just me. I know nothing. I don't own a cigar brand. Don't take advice from me.
Well, he's also been around for a while. Right?
He has been around for a hot minute. There's no question.
He's probably like, man, I bet you I could trick Coop into buying both of these fucking boxes.
He's like, if Coop's going to give number three as... Just kidding.
I know I could get Dojo to probably buy 12.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
All right. If you just catch this video...
And those YouTube, dumbass YouTube... No, just kidding.
Oh, now we're beefing.
Yeah. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Elegancia.